All right, so you're here with us on the deep dive because I think it's safe to say we all want to get a little bit deeper than just the headlines. You know, we want to like really understand what's going on.
Peel back the layers.
Exactly. Yeah. Peel back the layers. And today we're doing that with the life and the legacy and wow, the role of faith in the journey of Val Kilmer.
That's right.
And we're going to be looking at a recent piece from Christian Culture News as our guide.
And we know you all are busy, so we're going to get right to the point and distill the key points from this article about Val Kilmer's life, those unforgettable performances that really shaped his career,
Right.
the challenges he faced with his health, and
Yeah.
just the profound influence of his Christian Science faith.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, so many of us think about the 80s and the 90s in Hollywood, and
Yeah.
there are certain figures that just immediately come to mind. He's one of them. Val Kilmer, born on the very last day of 1959 in Los Angeles. He rose to prominence so quickly. What do you think was it about those early roles that sort of catapulted him to that level of recognition?
Well, it's so interesting because when he played Iceman in the 1986 film Top Gun,
Yeah.
he didn't just become a star. I mean, he like tapped into this cultural phenomenon. Like Top Gun, I mean, the movie itself became a touchstone, and his portrayal of that competitive, kind of cool pilot,
Right.
it really resonated with people, and it solidified his image as like a leading man with this really powerful presence on screen.
Powerful presence, yeah.
Yeah, and I think it even influenced like a whole wave of, military-themed movies that came after that.
Yeah, it's so true. And it's funny because you think about Iceman, and then you think about just a few years later, he completely transforms and takes on the role of Jim Morrison in the 1991 film The Doors.
Totally different.
Totally different. And the article mentions this, you know, the depth and the authenticity that he brought to that role. I mean,
Yeah, it really showcases how committed he was to like embodying a character, He didn't just want to like, mimic Jim Morrison. He like dove into who he was, and like you could see the vulnerability
right.
and the energy and the critical acclaim that he got for that film,
Yeah.
really showed just how talented he was and that he wasn't afraid to push boundaries,
Totally. And he wasn't typecast at all. I
No.
mean, he moved between comedies and dramas and action films. I mean,
Such range.
yeah, he really built up like a global following.
Global, yeah.
And, you know, as I was reading the article, I was struck by the news of his passing
Yeah.
on June 18, 2023, at the age of 63. And you know, we knew about his health challenges, but
It's still a shock.
it's still a shock. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you think about, you know, these public figures that we watch and we follow and we never really know them, but their stories impact our lives in some way.
For sure.
And the article really details this immediate outpouring of tributes from fans, from other actors, just across social media. And it speaks volumes about the love and respect
Absolutely.
that he had earned, not just for his work, but for the person he was.
The person he was behind the scenes, too. Yeah, and it's so interesting because when he passed, it was like a flood of memories connected to his films, Like people were rewatching Top Gun and The Doors and all of these movies and talking about what they meant to them. And his colleagues were sharing these really heartfelt stories and anecdotes about working with him,
Oh, wow.
Like it really revealed the impact he had on their professional journeys.
And it was bigger than Hollywood, wasn't it?
Oh, for sure.
I mean, the article even talks about how there were all these discussions around health awareness and the
Some
demand,
human
the
costs.
human cost, yeah, of
Yeah.
demanding careers. And it's a reminder that, you know, behind these larger than life figures,
They're human.
they're human.
Yeah.
Yeah, with real challenges. And so let's talk about that. Let's talk about his battle with his health. The article really details his throat cancer diagnosis in 2015.
Such a huge turning point in his life.
Yeah. I mean, can you even imagine getting that kind of diagnosis as an actor?
Especially because his voice, was so key to his craft.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the article outlines the treatment that he went through. I mean, chemotherapy and radiation.
Grueling.
Grueling. I mean, how could that
Yeah.
not have a huge impact on your physical well-being? I mean, to
Absolutely.
say nothing of the emotional side, and the article even mentions that he had difficulty speaking
Yeah.
because of the effects of the disease and the treatment, which just seems incredibly cruel.
It does. It's like an especially cruel irony for someone who makes their living with their voice.
Right, but the article really emphasizes his strength and his determination throughout it all.
Oh,
I
yeah.
mean, he really became this symbol of resilience.
He did. And it's in this context of, this battle with cancer that his faith becomes so important,
Right.
his Christian Science faith.
Yeah. And for listeners who maybe aren't familiar with Christian Science.
So Christian Science is a spiritual system that emphasizes the power of prayer and spiritual understanding in healing. And one of the things that the article mentions that's so interesting is this core belief, you know, in the primacy of the spiritual over the material.
Okay.
Like suggesting that illness can be addressed through this deeper connection with what they call divine reality.
That's fascinating. So how did that faith, how did Christian Science inform his approach to, you know, this very real cancer diagnosis and the treatment?
Well, he found comfort and strength in prayer and in studying, you know, Christian Science texts.
Okay.
So the article really emphasizes that his reliance on these spiritual practices was like central to how he dealt with all of this.
Right.
You know, it's a perspective that really prioritizes spiritual healing, you know,
alongside or
sometimes instead of, you know, more conventional medical interventions.
Right. And it sounds like it wasn't just personal comfort. It sounds like his faith really shaped his interactions with the world around him as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's like his faith was this ethical framework for him, you know,
right.
Like compassion and forgiveness and a focus on spiritual love. You
yeah.
know, these are all things that are central to Christian Science, and they really seem to guide how he interacted with other people.
Yeah.
And his desire to connect with people on a deeper level. And the article mentions, you know, his involvement in his church and his community there.
It's like his faith was really woven into everything.
Totally.
It wasn't just compartmentalized. And, you know, in addition to his faith, the article gives us these glimpses into his life off screen.
Yeah.
You know, his upbringing, his family.
Yeah, it talks about him being raised in this really creative environment.
Okay.
Which probably really nurtured his, you know, artistic talents from a young age.
That makes sense.
And it mentions his marriage to Joanne Whalley.
Right.
And the importance of, you know, his two children, Mercedes and Jack.
And even though his marriage ended, that connection, that bond with his children, it remained.
It seems like that was so important to him.
And it's fascinating to learn about all of these other creative outlets that he had,
mm-hmm.
you know, painting and writing and music.
Yeah, it seems like he was just this creative force.
Yeah. Yeah, he wasn't a one-trick pony.
Not at all.
Yeah. And I was really interested in learning about his passion for Native American culture and his advocacy for indigenous rights.
It shows a real respect for nature and community. You know, it's
right.
like this whole other dimension to him.
Yeah, and so we've talked about his life and we've talked about his faith, but his passing obviously had a huge impact.
Oh, yeah.
The article talks about this profound sense of loss in the film industry and among his fans.
And it wasn't just a fleeting thing. You know, it was really deeply felt.
Right. And all those tributes on social media, they really speak for themselves.
They do. And you know, you see these really heartfelt messages from people he worked with.
Yeah.
From Top Gun and Batman Forever.
Oh, wow.
Like sharing their memories. And you can just feel the sadness, but also the admiration.
And the fans who were sharing their own stories
mm.
about how his work had touched their lives.
Yeah. So many people were saying, you know, his performances brought them comfort or gave them inspiration during difficult times.
And it wasn't just confined to one place.
Yeah.
You know,
it was global.
It was global. And there were these memorial hashtags that were trending. And
people were creating art. You know, like portraits and illustrations of him.
It's really amazing.
It really is. And even arts organizations were talking about ways to honor him.
Really?
Yeah, like maybe establishing grants or scholarships for aspiring actors and filmmakers.
That's great. It's like they want to keep his creative spirit alive.
Exactly. And speaking of, you know, his lasting impact, let's dive into his film legacy a little deeper.
Yeah.
The article really points to the diversity of his performances and just his incredible talent.
Yeah, I mean, when you look back, you can't deny his role as Jim Morrison in The Doors.
Mm.
The Doors was just pivotal.
It really showed his depth and his authenticity, and it really set the stage for all the incredible work he did afterward.
And then you have Iceman.
Yeah.
Which really launched him into stardom.
It did.
And Doc Holliday in Tombstone.
It's so good.
That blend of charm and intensity. I mean,
I know, he was so good at that.
And he didn't shy away from complex characters.
No, not at all.
Or even controversial characters. And the article really emphasizes this ability he had to go from comedy to drama.
Effortlessly.
Yeah, effortlessly. I mean, such range.
And I think it's so interesting to think about the impact that he had on actors who came after him.
What do you mean?
Well, the article suggests that so many aspiring actors really admire his commitment to the craft, you know, to
yeah.
getting into the emotional complexities of the characters.
Mm-hmm.
And he was willing to push boundaries and try new things and fully inhabit these diverse roles. And it really challenged the norms.
It's inspiring, isn't it?
It is. It's like he gave other actors permission to take those risks.
Absolutely. And it all comes back to, these big questions about life and death and faith.
Right.
And the article talks about how Val Kilmer's life really encourages us to think about those things, especially through the lens of Christian Science.
Yeah, it's so interesting because Christian Science sees life as this ongoing process of spiritual growth. So it's this unique way of looking at, the ups and downs, the good times and the bad times. And as we've discussed, faith was just so central to his life, especially, during his health struggles.
Right.
And his belief in spiritual healing was a core part of who he was.
And he had that community around him too.
Yeah, his family and his friends and the people from his church.
Right.
It just shows you the power of human connection,
Absolutely. And as we bring all of this together, the article wraps up by talking about Val Kilmer as a human being,
Right.
not just as a celebrity, but as a person with incredible talent.
With resilience.
With resilience, yeah, and with a deep sense of humanity
And flaws.
and flaws. Yeah, I
Yeah,
mean,
it was human.
he was human.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that really stood out to me was his openness about his cancer journey.
Yeah, it was inspiring to so many people, just seeing him face that, like so much courage and strength.
And we'll always remember those performances.
Right.
I mean, Iceman,
Iceman.
Jim Morrison. It's like each role showed us a different side of him.
And beyond the roles, the article emphasizes his dedication to his art and his genuine empathy for others.
Right. It really encourages us to look beyond the fame and see the person.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, his legacy is so much bigger than just his movies.
It is.
It's a reminder to really cherish those connections we have, with our loved ones, to go after our passions with everything we've got and to face our challenges,
Yeah.
head on with courage. And it's really a reflection on the human experience and
Yeah.
all of its messiness.
So we've come to the end of this deep dive into the life, the legacy, and the faith of Val Kilmer. And we've been using this incredible article in Christian Culture News as our guide.
And we've talked about his iconic films, the impact of his passing, his courageous battle with illness, his Christian Science faith, and the legacy he leaves behind.
It's a lot.
It is.
And so as you go about your day, we'd like to leave you with this thought. How do an individual's core beliefs and values shape their journey? Through the highs and the lows, especially when they're living their life in the public eye.
Yeah, think about which of Val Kilmer's roles or which aspects of his life really spoke to you, and what does that say about your own values and perspectives?
It's something to think about.
It is.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, everyone.